George Duke, Panhandler. Another one of his pieces. I just love some George Duke. We lost him on Monday. Some of the pieces we played, he played on an album he just made for his wife who died a year ago. He just passed away. One of our great musicians and kind of transformed a lot of music in the 70s and 80s. And I'll play him all the time. We can just play him and be done. But we have more to talk about. We're going to talk about Come On, Son, a four-woman, interactive poetry experience produced by A Dose of Dupas. And the show stars Love the Poet, Bria, Shelley Sesso, and Rebecca Dupas, all in the studio now. Ladies, welcome. Good to have you here.
Oh, nice. Good to be here.
Good to have you all here.
Good morning.
You came all the way from D.C., Rebecca.
Well, Laurel. We can be dramatic. I came all the way from D.C.
So good to have you. So who wants to start? What is this? What is Come On, Son?
Okay, so it is an amazing event that stars the four ladies in this room, and it was birthed from the popular saying, come on, son, and we decided to approach some of the stereotypes that women face through our poetry, you know, attack mm-hmm. those stereotypes, break it down, tell the world what actually goes on in the mind and the lives of women. So it's fun. It's silly. Yeah.
We
and
have
it's
a good
serious
time.
All at the same time. It's a great poetry experience.
Because the way you say, come on, son, can mean many things.
Right. Come on.
Come on, son.
Like, come on, son.
Extreme disappointment, right?
Like, for real.
Come on.
That's, you know, and that's kind of the way we approach some of the situations. Like, did you really think that about me?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kick that stereotype to the floor. It's great.
It is. Yeah.
So let's do our do that around one more time. Let's all do a different. Come on, son.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
I feel like we're all going to sound the same, but come on, son.
So, do give our listeners a sense of what they're. Can you do a little bit of what you're going to do? Just a tease to give folks a sense of what is happening. We can talk about the depth of Come On, Son, and what you were trying to do.
Sure. I'm trying to figure out, should we do poetry or should, some of our...
Or should we do, like, Come On, Sons, like, when we, like, go back and forth?
I'll do a little snippet of poems. That way you have something to look forward to when you get there on Sunday at
8 p.m.
So we have a scene, a new scene for Baltimore, Love Scene. So we'll be approaching that, and I'll be telling this story. This poem is entitled Shotgun.
Yeah.
And I'll just do a few lines from the beginning. This poem makes me smile, so you see my face. Mark, you see me smiling.
I do see you smiling.
I want to ride shotgun through life with you. Your hands on the 10 and 2, my chair reclined, all trust in you. I don't question your sense of direction. Prideful men ain't stopping for gas station attendant corrections. GPS interjections lead us. Commons B album blaring through the speakers. We ride with the sunroof open. Subwoofer thumping. We watch the stars. But baby, even they aren't as high as we are. I watch him over there driving with a swagger. His seat in the back seat, dark shades in the shoulder lean. I wonder how he sees, but I'm not complaining. And I'll stop there.
Come on,
nice,
son.
Come on, son.
Give us more than that.
Yeah. That's what the show is for.
I know.
And I started reminiscing, so I'm going to calm down and let somebody else
kick something, Shelley.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah. Give me another second, because my problem is, you know, I use a lot of foul language.
In my, you don't want to get us kicked off the air.
If you
FCC
like that
fines.
Kind of thing,
yeah.
You need to come on down to the show and see Shelley says so, shimmy and shake.
One of the things I think is really
say
awesome
a few things.
To kind of go with that is that when we present, you know, a lot of people have a stereotype of what poetry is and how it's supposed to go and how you're supposed to respond and react, and you're supposed to snap, and it's supposed to be very conscious and very safe and very preachy and it
didactic.
Yeah. And wow, go ahead, English teacher. and we basically dispel that myth, each individual in the way in which we present. You know what I mean? It's not, we're very honest. And sometimes honesty is not palatable, you know, in the way in which we do it for everybody. Mm. But it's the way in which to get people to listen and to pay attention. And it's not just that old classic coffee house cliche.
Snap, snap.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Shelly's saying that it's racy and this is what she brings. Yeah.
This is not for the coffee house. I'll give you a little piece.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm a big chick. Beyond the definition of thick. But see, I'm not ashamed of it. Because most men I know are trying to get a piece of it. So you won't catch me with my head low. Won't see me rocking extra baggy clothes because, baby, these curves were made for show. So that's just a little.
That was the tame part.
That was the tame part. It escalates from there.
It does.
Yeah.
You did that
all
really
the way.
Nice.
That was so
I was
nice.
Sitting here wondering when she was going to put that show off. Yeah. Like, okay, Shell.
Cute and classy show. Cute and classy.
So talk, what was the genesis of this? Where did it begin? Mm.
You know, a few years back, Love and I produced a show, actually two.
Yeah.
Seen But Not Heard.
That
and
was
listened.
8 years
it
ago.
It was 8 years
eight
ago.
Years,
and
wow.
So we got together, some ladies in Baltimore.
We all like
we
2 years
to.
Old when this stuff happened.
Right. We were in high school.
Yes. No.
No, but we got some amazing ladies together, and we did this thing, and it was supported well. The energy was awesome. It was just a beautiful experience, and we'd been talking about doing it again. And this friendship bonded before the show came, you know, into fruition. And we took a picture one time at the Five Seasons
at
after
Warm Wednesday.
Wednesdays. Mm-hmm.
Which is happening tonight. And I'm hosting.
And loves hosting.
And where's that?
At the same space that Come On Sun is, 830 Guilford Avenue. Yeah.
So I was looking at the picture and I was like, you know what? We should do a show.
Mm-hmm.
We should get together. And it's really in the same vein as the other shows, the fact that there are some amazing artists, females especially, who have something to say, who need a platform. Not necessarily that we're shut out of the bigger scene, but it's just necessary sometimes to come together and say what it is that you think needs to be said. So, Come On Sun, we did it.
So, I mean, and what was the genesis of Come On Sun? I mean, I'm curious, just both creatively, culturally, spiritually, theatrically, what was going through your minds creating Come On Sun?
There's a lot of misconceptions about women, female poets. Bassman. I'm sorry. He can't blow a kiss to me through the window. And
come on, son.
Come
it's
on,
my
son. Right.
It works in so many different ways.
Yeah, but I just felt like, you know, there was a lot that needed to be said, that all of us have a unique story and perspective about life. Mm-hmm. And that to get us on the stage would be absolutely amazing. So we might all face different issues as female poets on the scene.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As females in general, as friends, as aunties, as sisters, whatever. And it's really an opportunity to tackle those things head on with something that we're all good at, poetry. Mm-hmm. We have poems on several topics, poems that would correct, you know, the misconceptions. So this is the perfect time to attack that.
And we also infused music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Hyattsville show, this is the second time we're doing it.
Oh, okay.
And we're planning to tour it.
That's
what we're working on right now, and this is the second stop. And when we did that, when we opened that particular show, we opened it with Nina Simone's Four Women.
Mm.
And you know, and I played, and we did the hook, and then we did the
we all address
verses.
The four different kind of characters in that song.
Yeah,
so
and that's
kind of their perspective.
So which characters did you all pick to do? Who picked which characters, what I mean, in Nina's piece?
Well, we kind of sat down together and
decided what
kind of worked towards our own body of work more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was Peaches.
Yeah, I was the mixed character.
Sephronia.
Right, and Peaches represented anger.
Yeah, anger.
Sephronia represented
Identity.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, I'm giving names and now I don't know who was
Aunt Sarah.
You're Aunt Sarah.
I was Aunt Sarah and I represented strength.
And
I was Sweet Thing, and I represented sexuality.
Ow!
Right. Hello.
Hello.
The irony.
Bree baby.
Bree baby.
And it worked out so well. Mm-hmm. We led the scenes, and then the other ladies would come up and then do pieces on that topic. But not to say that, you know, love is angry as a person, but if you look at her body of work, she has many pieces that deal with issues that could make someone upset. Mm-hmm. And so it worked well. Same with Shell. She had a lot of pieces dealing with identity, me with strength, and Bree with just being fierce.
And,
just being fierce and awesome. Sexy. Because, you know, when you hear sexuality, you might be a little confused.
Right.
And
Bria is great at correcting the confusion.
Yeah, so what does that mean, the confusion?
The confusion. When you would think of I represent sexuality, you would be thinking of a lot of things like, oh, she really likes to have sex, or oh,
she's promiscuous,
right, or a lot of men run after me, and I like that. But if you hear my poems, it's completely different, and I have a lot of self-respect and pride and dignity, and I let that show through all of my poems.
And in a sense, that is sexy. That is
yeah.
You know,
ownership of yourself. Right.
Woman holding her own.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what you do, girl.
And I'm curious, but two things. Okay. I'm just curious about why you thought this was important to do. Start with that. Why was this piece important to create?
Mm. Well, there's opportunities almost every night of the week to go to an open mic and to, you know, share a poem or two in the 5 minutes that you have. And everyone here is a host in their own right. We all have venues, but even then we're creating platforms for other people to speak. But in order for us to really have the time and space to delve into our thoughts and have the opportunity to show who we are and what we feel as women on the scene, we needed to create a space to do that. And it seems like Shell wanted to add to that.
Shell, please.
It's just, it creates a space for us to breathe and show kind of more of our body of work. And then I think it's also important to show four women working together because you could perceive us as, you know, competitors in the poetry space that we're in. So I think it's important for people to see us all working together and putting together something that represents all of us.
And it's very organic, the way in which it unfolds. Like, we have a nice little skeleton, nice little sketch of what's going to happen, but we really don't know.
So some of it's improv.
Yes.
Some of it is improv, and that's what made the last show really fun
and entertaining.
I mean, is it like, did you come together with a script and a direction and this improv as you went through it, but you knew where you were going, you just...
Yeah.
Chose which
we
way to go.
We had a rough skeleton, you know, when you get in the moment, we feel the energy of the audience.
Yeah,
we play off of each other.
Right.
And we have a good time.
And also, I think a really important thing is, like, a lot of us travel and do other tours and things like that. And I think it's really important to come home and to show that we have solidarity here amongst ourselves. You know what I mean? And to push the DMV and the brand of what our artistry is outside of these walls, and to do it together fearlessly, you know? Because I feel like we often talk about getting, especially in our genre, in the poetry world, we often talk about getting out there and people respecting what Baltimore is bringing, because Baltimore is one of the premier poetry scenes in the country.
You see, people don't, A, we've talked, you know, I've talked about this before. People don't get that, A. They also don't get, because the way this kind of, I don't know how to put it out there, the way this kind of structural racism exists in our world and this community of ours and every community, there's a sense when you think of the artistic world, you're always thinking about this white artistic world in Baltimore.
This is true.
When there's this huge
yes.
African artistic world in this community that often gets overlooked by mainstream media.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean,
absolutely. It is very difficult to get that type of recognition, even in your own city, from your city publications. You know, we have been fortunate to have been in these publications every now and then throughout the years. But taking this on kind of inadvertently, we're just having fun and we're doing what we do best. But I think that the bigger picture is that we are representing a movement that has been going on in the city for many, many, many years, and finally saying, okay, we have national platforms. Let's band together, come home, and you know, represent for the home squad, for the home team, really.
I think the show in itself is tackling a stereotype. I think Shelley said it best, that we could very well be perceived as women who would normally compete with each other because we're in the same city. It's not a huge city, and we're all good at what we do.
And we all run venues.
However, one of the things that I love about Baltimore City, the city that raised me as a poet, is that is that the relationships are absolutely beautiful, and you know, in coming together, I think that we are, in essence, creating a model to work from. Because you go to some cities, hosts don't go to each other's shows. You know, hosts charge other hosts at the door. You know, hosts don't want other hosts to promote their events, like, to their audience. Like, it gets ridiculous. Our poets don't clap for each other because they're waiting for their chance to get up and rip it. And so I see this as a movement, and I appreciate the ladies sitting at this table. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and it comes to fruition on stage.
So what people are going to see tonight, tomorrow, not tonight, Sunday night. This is poetry, it's music, it's theater,
It's comedy.
It's
all of that.
We didn't even know we were comedians.
We were told after the Hyattsville show by a very great source about comedy that we were comedians. He was like,
I didn't know I was coming to a comedy show.
Didn't know. And he knows us all really well. Yeah, and he was like, I wasn't ready for the fact that this was, you know. And we got a lot of interesting feedback from that show. Some of it has helped us to build and change and do other things. You know what I mean? And I think seeing one of the issues that came around was about the idea that men might feel a little uncomfortable.
Why would we feel uncomfortable?
Because it's four women. Discussing their experiences.
Right. That's what I was about to say. The very image of four African-American women standing on stage together is scary to a lot of people.
They're going to give a laundry list of everything we've ever done wrong in 2 hours.
Right now it's happening.
They breathe
a small sigh of relief when I stand on stage because they know I'm not going to... My point of view is a little different. I'm going to talk about women real bad. But you know, it's like that's just the outward look. But you know, just the idea that what we want people to realize is that we are speaking from our point of reference. It's not a situation where it's like, you did this, bang, 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 bang. We're telling our stories. You know what I mean?
There's no segment to me. There's no segment dedicated to man bashing.
No.
Not at all.
Strength, identity, love, sexuality.
Men, please come.
Men need to come.
Yeah.
You heard it from Sweet Thing.
Something.
Because men do think we know it all sometimes.
Mark said that. Let us all say that Mark said that.
That's a tweetable. Hashtag WEAA. Hey,
there you go. So can we tease a bit more of this out?
Okay.
Sure.
Bria, you go.
Okay. With my 5-inch heels that click with the tap of my tippy toes and my lip gloss freshly applied, I swing and sway my small hips your way. I'm on a mission. I come right up to you, neither scared nor shy. I don't need you to pursue me because I'm woman enough to know that you're not going to, because my presence has you shook. I'll stop right there.
Come on, son.
Don't stop there.
That's the second time Marcus said, don't stop there. I think we're doing something right, lady.
I think you are. Because it's making everybody go, what's going to be next?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Love the poet.
Come on, love.
Let me kick a rhyme or two and touch you in this moment. Your heart a microphone so you can trust me when I hold it. Said, let me kick a rhyme or two and touch you in this moment. Your heart a microphone so you can trust me when I hold it. You're a controller of what magnifies my sound waves when your brain thinks pulsates upon my treble. Yeah, I'm trembles when I add bass. Your body, mind, and boombox, so let me place your bottom parts upon my shoulders. Your beauty has me touching you, so call me the beholder. Wanna serenade you for eternity. eternity. Between the stars like bedsheets, you and me be planetary. Let me be your gravity. You hold you close so I can feel your beats. Your frequency ignites me, sending jolts through my body, fueling every word, forcing me to speak about your speakers and the message that you emit. So I hold you in my lap just so we can sit and vibe together. We ride together. Mommy, you magnify my words. I never sounded better. So.
Hey.
Whew.
Hey.
Come on, son.
Hello.
Come on, son. I heard what you said, girl.
I heard it all.
It's going to be a very hot night.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Sure. We really tried to put together a show that can appeal to people, whether it's their first time in a poetry venue or they've never been to a poetry show before. So I think it translates well.
And what's important, what's happening here, I think, for the communities and for America in general, for Baltimore, is that it's what you all do in some ways is redefining poetry.
Yes.
What poetry means.
Yes.
How it's performed. What goes into it. Because people think of poetry and, you know, how students' eyes can just glaze over in class when you talk about poetry.
Oh, absolutely.
They want to go to sleep, right?
Yeah. Oh. There should be no sleeping on Sunday.
I was that child. Like, yeah. And I've been writing poems since I was 11. I could not stand that part of the lesson. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Because it's... becomes in some ways, it was done in such a boring, stilted way.
Yeah.
And this is about performance. This is bringing words to life. This is an experience.
And it's not like a poetry slam, because a lot of people ask me, is this a poetry slam?
It's important.
And I think when people think of poetry and I tell them I'm public, oh, so you're a slam poet. And I'm like, no, I'm not a slam poet. So Come On Son is just, it's a unique show. I've never seen anything like it. I'm happy that it's all female. I'm all about strong women. So I'm excited, and you all should be excited too. We hope to see your faces.
Yeah, and you guys get to interact with us. It's the audience gets to play with us a little bit.
Don't
so.
Be shy.
By doing poetry back, by us. Talking back, by coming
she
on stage, but really, what?
She knew exactly what she was
Oops.
Doing.
My bad.
And we go ahead.
But in our planning sessions, because we get together and we just chop it up and we eat and we talk and we write and we come up with these great ideas. One of our conversations was to make sure that people weren't just sitting and staring at us for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have some things to do on Sunday night. We're going to be talking to you, looking at you. We might even end up touching you throughout the evening. But also the same conversation about making sure that there was a balance, you know, in our presentation. Because if we're going to take on the charge to dispel myths and explain to you how it is to be a woman, we want to make sure that that is a full circle conversation and not just one-sided. So a lot of thought was put into the pieces as well as the different scenes that we're going to present.
Mm-hmm. And that clicking, by the way, is
oh, sorry.
You can click. You can click. It's okay. It's Love the Poet clicking away with her camera.
Yeah.
One of her other creative tools.
Yeah.
Right?
Come on, son.
Come on,
you thought
son.
I was just a poet? Come on, son.
And do you know something, people? You can get the tickets for Come On, Son.
We can't say prices. We can say where, though.
Oh, okay.
Public radio, you're not allowed to say prices.
Oh.
It's almost as bad as cussing on the air.
Wow.
Almost.
Wow. Well, it does cost something.
It does cost something. Not a lot.
Not a lot. But if you can investigate that at www.RebeccaDupas, RebeccaDupas.com.
Yeah.
And you can get your tickets there.
Right now you can get your tickets.
Right now. And you can come out to One Wednesdays tonight at the same venue, 830 Guilford Avenue, Five Seasons, and get them there in person.
And if you don't know where that is, by the way, it's in the Mount Vernon Shopping Center, which
is
on Guilford Avenue, right by the
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, right in the corner.
Right around the corner from Center Stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a block and a half away, 2 blocks away from Center Stage,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm. It's right off the highway.
Right off the highway.
Those are two very unique landmarks. I like that. Because there's a group of people who will know Center Stage.
Right. No,
and
that's
another
right.
group who will know Dunkin' Donuts.
And all are welcome,
jail.
Right?
It's close to the jail.
And close to the jail.
Yeah.
So behave.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It is close to the jail. But how big is the venue?
Oh, man.
It holds about 200 people.
Is it that big?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because we want standing room only. Yeah. That's what we're going for.
So are you all going to be on stage? You can be in the center of the room? How are you?
Pretty much. I mean,
but we're moving.
We're moving around a little bit. Yeah, but it's a wonderful club and it has a bar and stuff. It's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The stage is awesome.
Because I know I think that's one of your fortes, love. Is you love to kind of pull the audience in.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at her face.
You can't see her face, but
oh yeah,
I'm teasing the listening audience. Look at her face.
Whether she's playing Romeo or getting on to her poetry,
they can see it on Sunday. Yeah, can see the face.
So what will they see tonight?
Playground.
Yeah, the playground. This is that one Wednesday, aka the playground, longest running weekly poetry open mic in the country.
Yep.
Host presented by Walter Maxfield Jones. So
tonight is going to be fun. Love has fun. Every time she hosts. It's going to be a great night.
Are you hosting tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a co-host. Yeah.
You're going to perform as well?
Yep.
Is everybody here going to perform tonight?
Well, I'll have a feature in D.C., but I'm going to run up afterwards because after the poetry is a wondrous after party. And since I don't get to dance as much as I want to, I'm going to make my way back up 295 North to... have a good time, do a little Tuesday.
So come on, son.
Come on, son.
Come on, son.
I like how you say it, Mark. Yes.
I love it.
He's like, so come on, son.
Come on, son. You want to be there. Yeah. Mount Vernon.
Sunday night.
It's really the place to be. It's going to be amazing. You can get by tickets to the door.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 7.
Mount Vernon Shopping Center, 830 Guilford Avenue. Come on, son. Got to be there. Rebecca Dupas.
Indeed.
You couldn't tell. She's from Louisiana. Recently named Poet of the Year in Baltimore. Is at 6th Annual Crown Awards. She was Best Haiku at 6th Annual National Underground Spoken Word Poetry Contest. Founder of Dose of Dupas.
Gia.
an event-based poetry company. Bria McCormick, you're getting your degree in psychology at UMBC.
Yes.
Is performing for now a year and a half, and her website is BriaLovesYou.com. And as much as I've seen Michelle Antoinette, a.k.a. Love the Poet, all I have my see here is you're a spoken word artist musician. Well, we know that.
Oh, that's all that's right
there. That's all they put on my sheet.
Oh, wow.
That's shameful.
Well, I am, if you want to know a little bit more, I'm an actor. I travel the country with a poetry troupe. I don't know if I can say the entire name.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I can say that.
We better be careful.
Has been seen on HBO. You can investigate that. www.lovethepoet.com and all that wonderfulness.
And I can say about Shelley Sesso, Baltimore, grew up in Baltimore, poet, blogger, actress, event host. Her album is called That's What Shelley Said.
Mm-hmm.
Founder of The Advisory Store, a consultancy specializing in personal finance. On top of that,
we do it all.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
Thank you for having us. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Come on, I got to wrap up. Come on, son. Sunday night. Thank you all for being here. We gotta run out the door right now. We're wrapped up. Jump up and down, making me think I'm done. So I can say this. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Gunnery, and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Daniel Dupree, Alexander Rudy, Sinead Hawkins, who is here today, Kamani Seldon. Theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. But what you hear now is Black Messiah, George Duke. Farewell, George Duke. Young man, 67 years old, left us. To hear the show again on podcast and our past shows, go to steinershow.org, and you can podcast and download our shows on iTunes now. For Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Stay tuned for Michelle Martin. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow.